Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Beamish and Finley on a Victory Friday, presented by Chenega Myos. Visit MyosCareers.com to view open positions and apply today. We're not wasting any time. We're getting right to the phones to talk to our guy, Mr. PFT Commenter. PFT, holy moly, what a game. How is your heart rate doing after that roller coaster?
It's insane, man. I actually went back and looked at my heart rate monitor over the course of the game. Because we did watch it at a Dave and Buster's last night. So regardless, you knew that the pulse was going to be quickened up a little bit. But I got up to about 155 beats per minute for a solid, like, 3 minutes at the end of the game. That might be concerning from a medical standpoint. I just like to think of it as me being a really big fan and getting really into the game. It's definitely not a healthy thing to have happen to you. But you know what? It's still week two. It's early in the season. You got to play through some of this stuff. The preseason was shortened this year, so I didn't get enough reps in as a fan watching on TV. But, man, that game was insane. It had a little bit of everything. I think I died three times, came back to life three times. I still don't really understand how it happened. I just kind of blacked out and freaked out. And when they threw that last flag, it felt like something that was going to happen at the end of that game, though, because as we were saying when we were watching it, I'll use the radio-friendly version of it. It rhymes with duck spit. There was a lot of duck spit going on in that game last night. Just one thing after another. It was just going to get weirder and weirder. You knew that. It gave off big-time weirdo Thursday night football vibes. It was a great game to watch. I don't feel awesome about it walking away, but I did look at the schedule, and I think if we had lost that game, it was season over.
Wow.
I mean, so they were 0-2.
You said it was a must win.
I changed my mind during the week. I went around telling everybody it's a must win. And then yesterday when I took a long, hard look at that schedule and really thought about it, I changed it to a can't lose. It was a can't lose game. And, I mean, you guys have tried to talk me into that for a while now. But looking at the schedule moving forward, you know it gets a lot worse. So this is a game that we had to have.
Are you longing for a game like I'm looking for to one there where they can be comfortably ahead the whole damn game?
Because
I mean that hurt me yesterday. I was tired as hell. I was exhausted watching that.
Yeah, you know what? It would be nice, but you know, to not have to be like the Seattle Seahawks of the East Coast and playing the most strange games ever. We're like the boring version of the Seattle Seahawks. Like, we have weird games sometimes. But they're usually more of like the 21-20 variety, or like we'll have a really odd 13-10 game. Whereas the Seahawks, you know, they'll be up in the 30s and the 40s. But yeah, this it was a lot of strange stuff that happened last night. And congrats to Taylor Heinicke. I thought he played awesome. In fact, I would say, you know, if Ryan Fitzpatrick was healthy right now, you got to go with Taylor Heinicke. I thought that he played like a good quarterback. And there's something about him. He's got the it factor. I don't know what the it factor is. I can't explain it. The guys on the team seem to love him. They seem to, you know, just go over the top and praise him whenever he gets into a game and plays well. I think he's got something. There's something with Taylor Heinicke, and I think that we kind of owe it to him to see how that develops. Now, obviously, Fitzy's not getting back for another 6 weeks, so we're going to have some time to really see who Taylor Heinicke is. But I'm cautiously optimistic about the guy. I think that he can be an above average, he can be a good quarterback in the NFL. And with a contract like that, if you have a good quarterback, your team should be set.
Yeah. So we're talking with PFT commenter here from the world's biggest podcast, pardon my take. PFT is a fan ambassador of the Washington football team and I believe a close personal friend of Ron Rivera's. So, PFT, the offense last night carried the day. Before we get to the bad stuff, how about Terry McLaurin? We haven't even mentioned his name yet, and that guy is just so damn good.
He's real good. He is awesome. And for a while, I thought he was going to be the next in line of, I'm really hoping that he goes to a Super Bowl contender next and plays with a great quarterback so that I can root for him to win a championship. I was already, like, as a football team fan, you have to have those types of thoughts. Same thing that I did when Trent Williams left town. You have to hope that somebody lands in a good spot. But now it's like, I want Terry to stick around for as long as possible, because this is a dude that, it doesn't matter who's throwing the ball, he's a leader. He's very obviously a leader. He's not physically imposing by any stretch of the imagination. He just looks like a guy. And but he's got the best body control. He runs some of the best routes. He's got incredible hands. He's putting it all. You know what? I actually think, and you guys have probably watched a lot more tape. You've been to more practice than I have. I thought that the best wide receiver in terms of route running that I've ever seen here in Washington, D.C. was Santana Moss. The guy was so fast, he was so smooth, and ran the crispest routes that you could compare him to. You would watch him go practice and then watch a guy step in, try to run the exact same dig, and it would look like a completely different sport that they were playing. I haven't seen somebody with like detail like that to the routes that they run since Santana Moss was in D.C. And I love Terry. I wish absolutely the best for him. I hope, you know what, Terry makes me hope that we can be good enough to deserve him on this team.
I think he brings – the thing about him that I like is, like, he don't seem to be a person who takes moments and plays off. He tries to bring perfection every play.
Blocking, decoy, anything.
The fact that you try to do it doesn't mean it's going to happen, but when you're trying, you're going to put yourself in a much better situation consistently, and I think he does that.
Yeah, yeah, big effort guy. And also, shout-out to Cheeseman. Cheeseman with some great snaps last night. No one's saying his name, so I want to talk about the long snap before a second. Cheeseman.
And that field was wet. Honestly, during pregame, like I've come to notice this, whenever you've got a wet field and it was raining pretty good before kickoff, like the specialists get out there early and really kind of grind to make sure they have whatever spikes they need on their cleats and all sorts of stuff. And he needed to be good last night. You win by one. Everybody's got to be good. And he was. Mm-hmm. We're talking with PFT commenter here from Barstool Sports. PFT, for as exciting and fun as that finish was, it was certainly a great game, but I wouldn't call that great football, particularly on defense. Through two games, this defense has given up almost 900 offensive yards. What's your concern level for Jack Del Rio's side of the ball?
There's a high level of concern, very high level of concern, because our pass rush just isn't getting home. And if they're not getting home and you're playing a soft zone on the back end, if you're giving them a cushion, you're going to give up, you know, 7 to 15-yard passes all day long. And so I've got a high level of concern. I don't know what it is about Chase Young, and I still love Chase Young, obviously. He's a beast. He's going to be a force on defense for a very long time, hopefully. You start to nitpick a guy when they don't show up for a couple weeks. And the one thing I've noticed about him is he doesn't seem to get down into a three-point stance until about a quarter of a second before the ball is snapped. Now, I have no idea if that's something that really impacts how quickly he gets off. Or, you know, sometimes even I've noticed that he's not really pinning his ears back and going at the quarterback. He's almost playing a run before the play even starts. He'll kind of stand up, extend that arm, try to get some space between himself and the offensive lineman, thinking that it's going to be a run coming his way before the quarterback's even starting to drop back. I don't know if that's a coaching point that they're putting on him. I don't know if that's something that he's doing on his own, but it's definitely seemed to impact the way that he's able to get at the quarterback, the way that he was last year. Now, Montez Sweat, I think, is playing well. I think I forget, is it Allen or is it Payne that has the middle bar on the face mask?
The middle bar, I think, goes
down between the eyes.
I believe that's John Allen. I'm gonna try to pull up a picture real quick. B-Mitch, have you noticed that? with Chase Young?
I see a lot of pass rushers doing that, and I think it's because a lot of the pass rushers don't necessarily want to give away, because offensive linemen are looking for their knuckles. You know, the stress on it, whether they coming forward or they going to be doing something else. So I think they wait to the last second before they put their hand down. Because I've seen that too, and he did that last year. So, you know, the fact that he did it last year, it says it's something that he does. And I've seen Von Miller do the same type of thing at times. You know, so I don't know if there's something that, you know, is a detriment. I just think right now, I think what has happened with the defense is that they've read the clippings. And they believed the hype. And I think after they started the first week and they didn't live up to the hype, I think the game just passed last night, they were trying to make plays. And when you go on the field to make plays, you make more mistakes than you do plays.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm just guilty as anybody else in terms of hyping up that defense, because I just don't see how it can become – what we saw last year was not a fluke. It can't be a fluke. It's largely the same players getting out there and playing like their hair's on fire. I don't see how that's something that can just disappear over an off season. But I don't know if it's a scheme that Jack Del Rio's put into place. And credit to Barstool Nate. I know that he comes on this show every now and again. He dropped a request to fire Jack Del Rio in the middle of the game last night, and I think he's not backing down from it.
Wow,
You need an element of the fan base that's just insane. To keep everybody in check. So credit to Nate for being the first person to plant the flag in the fire Jack Del Rio camp.
I got my first bring back Greg Minuski tweet last night, that's when I really knew that
person,
people were hitting the sauce.
You know who said that to you?
Greg Minuski.
his defense was horrible.
Really bad.
Nate had another good tweet. He said, "I never have to try meth because I know what it's like watching Taylor Heinicke play quarterback." There's a lot of movement when Heinicke's back there. You never know exactly what's going to happen. Last night was so fun at the very end, and I don't know that this is a Super Bowl team. They're probably not.
The very, very end was fun, because prior to the very end, it wasn't that much fun.
But I enjoyed the hell out of it, and PFT, now we get a weekend where we don't have to be consumed by a Washington football game. You got any winners? You got any big plans for the weekend?
So I went through the card yesterday, and you're right, JP. I think the best thing about playing this game on a Thursday, when you win a game on a Thursday, it's incredible. You have the whole weekend to look forward to, and today I get to do one of my favorite things, which is just sit down and read articles. I get to read all the articles that get published about last night's recap, and if that kick had, you know, gone another way, I would not have looked at the internet today. But now, since we won, I'm just going to bathe in articles all day long today, and it's so fun to do after a win. But looking forward to this weekend slate, I do have a couple. I'm going to take Jacksonville money line. I think that this is Trevor Lawrence's first home game. They're, I think, 5-point underdogs last time that I checked. I really like that line.
There's going to be some surprises because everybody's going to overreact to last week.
Yep, and what I love to do is I love to bet on teams that lost in primetime last week, because whenever we see a game in primetime, we put so much more value on it than we do if that game had just occurred at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, when it's, you know, swallowed up by four or five other games. If it happens when the lights are on and Chris Collinsworth's in the house and he's, you know, talking trash about the Chicago Bears, and to be fair, the Chicago Bears looked bad against the Rams last week, but that's the exact type of team that I would want to bet on, and I think I'm going to bet on the Bears this week. I think I might even sprinkle a little on the money line for the Ravens at home against the Chiefs.
Ooh.
The Chiefs looked great last week. Everybody loves the Chiefs. I love the Chiefs. I think that they're probably the most, you know, dynamic offense maybe in the history of the NFL. But we've got the Ravens at home after a primetime loss. This is also going to be a primetime. I would be surprised if the Ravens, even given all their injuries, come out, cover the spread, maybe even win the game.
I definitely love them getting points. I read something that the Chiefs are like 1-8 in their last 9 against the spread. Now, they keep winning, but, I mean, I'm pulling that up now. What is that line? The Ravens are getting, they're plus 3.5 at home.
Yeah, I remember.
Plus Ravens, 170
Ravens
on the money.
A lot of people in the secondary. And that's the wrong thing to have.
That's true.
The Chiefs.
And I mean, the injuries just keep piling
and they're,
up.
They're
up
losing
there.
Running backs like every other second.
They are. And they need to get the ball to my guy, Tyson.
I'm also going to be taking the Texans. So what I like to do this time of year is also I bet on really bad teams. So the Texans, everybody discounted the Texans going into this year, kind of myself included. But I still bet on them last week because I know that these guys, they're professional football players too. They've got pride. Just because you can't name but you know three or four of them on that team doesn't mean that they're not good at what they do. And so I think they're catching, I think it's 12.5 right now against the Browns. And the Browns don't blow anybody out. You can go back and look at their last 18, 19 games. The Browns are going to play to a certain extent to the level of their competition. The Texans aren't as bad as people think that they are. 12 points is a lot. And with a team like the Browns that kind of lets bad teams hang around for a little bit, I don't think the Texans are going to win, but I don't think they're going to lose by 12.5 points either.
PFT, we appreciate the winners. We appreciate you for coming on, man. Last night was fun. We'll do it again next week.
It was a great time. Thank you, guys. Hail to the football team. And also, as a Washington fan ambassador, I'd like to note that we're on a current one-game streak of not having raw sewage pour on our fans' heads before the game at Raljohn. So, you know, you're welcome. We heard the complaints loud and clear, and that's something that we decided to clean up this week.
Hey, PFT, next time you come to town, me, you, B-Mitch, we'll all go out to the water park in Leesburg, all right?
There we go. I love it.
I'm not.
All right, you can just bring a cooler. PFT and I'll do the water
golf.
Thank you, buddy.
Right,
appreciate it, man.
Bye.
All right, that is PFT Commenter. Give him a follow at PFT Commenter. Coming up, it's time to go to the phones, and I'll explain. I may have to do some push-ups next on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's B-Match and Finley on Victory Friday, presented by Chenega Myers. Visit MIOUScareers.com to view open positions and apply today.
MIOScareers.com.
What?
You love the U.
I said you? God damn. MIOS. Why I keep saying you?
There is great. Yesterday you were nailing it and correcting me because I kept saying something else.
No, you don't like to say the MIOS.
Right. Big news to celebrate a Football Friday, a Red Bull Vodka Friday, a Victory Friday presented by Chenega Myers. Ahmet is sending in lunch. We don't know what it is. We don't want to know, Ahmet. Don't tell us. My guess is Ruth Chris. B. Mitch's guess is barbecue.
I guess an owl. I'm just an owl. I'm just joking.
Very strange. I don't want to eat owl.
Landfill, you never know what you eat.
Landfill has guessed butter chicken, and Cody Betts has guessed pizza. I guarantee it's not pizza.
I guess butter chicken company.
I think Cody Betts is just thinking along the lines of what he wants.
Right. Cody Betts is thinking along the lines of a dude that wears gym shorts when he goes out for the night. Now, it's time to go to the phone lines. We haven't done it yet. Got to be a lot of excitement out there. Here's the question. Are you more excited for Taylor Heinicke and possibly, maybe, just maybe, an actual quarterback on this team? Or are you more concerned about the defense? It's a lot to take in because the defense has not been good. Let's start with our guy, Andre in Manassas. Dre, what's up, buddy?
Up, brother?
I'm doing very well, guys. I mean, I lost my voice in watching this game last night. It was an excellent game. I would say this. I'm more concerned about the defense. I called, you know, and I said that this defense hasn't played well since the Philly game last year. So something's wrong. Something's off. You know, the Heinicke, you know, Brian, I know you've been rightfully so skeptical about Heinicke, but, you know, to me, he's passing the eye test, whereas the defense hasn't passed the eye test. And the one thing I want to note and I want to ask JP, for better or for worse, Heinicke has done all these things the playoff game and this game last night on the national stage. You know, the playoff game, no one else was watching. The Redskins game was the only game in town. Last night, the Washington football team was the only game in town. So the nation has seen Heinicke play. You think that's a good thing or a bad thing when it comes to, I don't know, the Washington football team, your job? It looks like all the national pundits will want to get their hands on him.
Andre,
you think that's a bad thing for the team?
Let me ask you a question before you go down. The defense passed the eye test last year. Now this year we're questioning them. That is why.
Nah.
Hold on. That's why I'm not just going along with things at this point. We watched that defense play a whole year. They were top five defense. This year, we already saying, you said they haven't played well since the Philly game. We saw one game, or one and a half games. I'm not automatically going to jump on that board. I think, yes, I'm applauding him for how well he played, but I need to see it consistently to think he's a franchise quarterback.
No, I hear you. I don't necessarily franchise. That's, you know, obviously a stretch, but I would tell you this, you know, I've been always skeptical about the defense. I mean, yes, they have the stats, they have the numbers, but there are countless games when they gave up, you know, 100 yards rushing here and there. You know, obviously that Philly game, they couldn't stop Hurst. They had to pull Hurst out before they could, before we could take over that game. There was something off about that defense that, you know, at least for me, from my perspective, yes, what I saw on the field, yeah, they had, you know, the first Philly game, 8 sacks and stuff like that, but there was always something off where I'm like, this is not like the Ravens defense or the Chicago Bears defense where they're
nowhere
just 100% dominant.
Thank you for the call, Dre. Appreciate you, buddy. I think we all got out over our skis a little bit with some of the comparisons for this defense. I also think they can right the ship somewhat. I think the defensive line can play better. I think the secondary can play better.
Mm-hmm.
I remain skeptical. Highly skeptical about the linebacker play. And I think that can continue to undermine because they're starting to be.
The question I asked, though, 2 weeks straight, the one area in the field, I would say from tackle to tackle, tight end to tight end, basically, about 10 to 15 yards in the middle of the field, I don't think a defensive player has been in that zone yet. They hit the same spot over and over again. So do you change the scheme? Do you tell them to have a different dropping lane? Or do you try some level of a, let's press them off the line, bail then? Because if you just keep running that same zone, these quarterbacks in the NFL are going to pick that crap apart.
lot of it. Phone lines are packed. Greg in Upper Marlboro is excited. Greg, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man. I would lean more towards Heineke because I haven't bought into the defense. And people were saying they was great. We use that word, too. We use that. We give great out too much. They were okay last year. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the way they're playing their scheme, all you got to do is send people down the middle of the field. They still running wide open now. So, and they bailing too much. So, it's the scheme, to me, it could be a combination of scheme and personnel. Because you see nobody on the second level. I don't know where they are.
Thank you for the call,
Greg. Guys are missing on the second level.
Yeah, dude. All right, bro. I mean, how did Darius Slayton look running into the end zone?
What?
Thank you for the call, buddy. Uh-oh, Crank is cranked up. Crank. I can feel it. Crank in D.C., what's up? You're on with Bishop Finley.
Fellas, what's up? My bad, let me get up out of here. Fellas, listen, man. Listen, I'm happy for Heineke, but I got a question, man. Are we going to fit the run this year or what? Our run fits are horrible, man. We get gassed every single game. And if the Chargers wanted to run the ball more last week, they would have ran for 200 on us, man. We cannot fit the run. And I got a quick question for you, B. Mitch.
Uh-huh.
Why do we never throw outside the numbers? We always throw inside the numbers. Can you answer that for me?
Well, I think that's what they're trying to pick the zones that were soft. But I think if that's what they love to do, teams coming up going to start making them have to throw it because they're going to start to try to take that away.
Is he saying offensively they don't throw outside the numbers?
Yeah.
I mean, I can think of a J.D. McKissick wheel route and a Ricky Seals-Jones touchdown in the corner of the end zone.
Yeah.
The run fits are a problem. Ron is saying, I tell you what, go back and watch Ron Rivera's press conference from last night if you had it. Coach is frustrated. He's not thrilled.
Now, I want people to understand one thing. It's easy to say the linebacker play. I think the linebacker play is a bigger problem when it comes to pass coverage.
I agree.
Than it is against the run. That front is not consistently doing a great job in the in the run game. That's where it all starts. The two in the inside and the two outside, we have to play it as far as DNs and D tackles more stout. Then the linebackers can be able to hit some creases. But if that's all mucked up, they can't do it.
Couple quick things. Are the fruit flies back? All of a sudden, there's like fruit flies.
Yeah,
again.
They're all over the damn place.
We got rid of them for a while.
I was doing the read, and that's why I kept, because the fruit fly is like it's going to go up my damn nose.
Bleep you to the fruit
flies. I don't think it's a fruit fly. I think they're them sewer flies.
Got this tweet from James Lowe. He says, the defense hasn't been that bad. Not good either, but I think the expectations of top five clouds the judgment. We seem to be expecting the 85 Bears. Rivera teams get better as the year goes on.
Why wouldn't you expect them to be top five when they were top five last year? So, I mean, yes, they have not played good because if you're a top five defense, you play better than what you played. You don't give up almost 900 yards offense in the first two games.
Through two games, the defense ranks 22nd in the NFL in yards allowed. I also got this tweet from DC Warriors says, defense has yet to look elite. Our all first round D line has yet to impress, and we can't cover wide receivers on third down to save our lives. I think they've looked bottom five, bottom 10. I mean, the numbers tell you they're bottom 10. So, I mean, I think they're very, very far away from being elite right now.
I agree.
Let's keep the phone lines going. Our guy DNC is on the line. What's up, Darren?
Doing pretty good, JP. How about you, B. Mitch? Man, I'm not even gonna lie. I don't know if I was just like not up. I can't even explain my feeling because it just seemed like the same old Washington team of old, except for that final series of, you know, Dexter Lawrence jumping off sides to give Hop a chance to secure his bag. Because to be honest, like B-Mitch said, we would have been singing a different tune if he doesn't jump off sides. Another caller, a couple of calls ago, was saying something. I was thinking about the coverage. And it just really seems like that's what we've been dealing with, bad coverage, line, the D-line not getting home and things like that. So I'm hoping that this team make adjustments. I know I said before on previous calls, you know, I see this team making adjustments. But it didn't seem like at this game, it seemed like Daniel Jones and Jason Garrett and those guys have Washington's number. They know how to scheme and give this organization as a whole fits. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but I'm glad for the win, but I'm not ecstatic. But at the same time, you know how I feel. It's always going to be bleeding hell into the burgundy and gold, man. Thank y'all for taking my call. Y'all keep rocking out.
Thank you, Darren.
See, Darren said something that I think a lot of people aren't getting. When you hear people, a lot of the pundits and a lot of people on TV talking about the top offensive coordinators, one of the most generic play callers in the NFL is Jason Garrett. Yeah, that's confused yesterday.
Totally.
And you got to think about the ones we have coming up. We have some dynamic play callers. And on top of it, they have dynamic talent with it. How you think that's going to work?
It's a very, very legitimate question, B. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And, I mean, Brian Daboll and this Bills offense, I know they kind of look stagnant in their first game against the Steelers, but we'll see what they do. We'll see what they do this weekend. But they got to be ready to go, man. This thing's got to get moving. Landfill, where are you at? Are you more excited about Heinicke? Are you more concerned about the defense?
I'm extremely concerned about the defense. I was kind of with people this offseason and thinking that this could potentially be one of the top defenses in the league, and there is zero chance that that happens now. Like, I don't even know that they're in the top half of the league defensively. They might be a bad defense, which just seems astonishing considering all the first-round picks and big free agent deals that they've signed on the defense. They might be bad.
The capital invested on the defensive side of the ball. Brian, I believe you're on the defensive side of this coin too, correct?
Yeah, definitely. I just think that, you know, we came into it with the expectation based off of what we saw last year. We've invested, I think, a lot more defensively as well. And I understand the guy was saying, like, or Andre said, well, we expecting the 85 Bears. No, I expect four first-rounders to play like it. I expect the defense that was number three last year to play like it. You have more people this year. You have another year under your belt. I don't expect a step back. Now, remember that the guy said, that okay, they expect a slip. He was saying about the sixth.
We're not looking for
this
James
is like
Harden.
16.
Nobody wants to step up, the step back.
Yeah. So it's annoying, to be honest.
Listen, I expected top 10. I thought top 5 was kind of inflated by the Ben DiNucci's of the world. And when they played good quarterbacks, they kind of got shredded up. I don't even know that Daniel Jones is that good. Justin Herbert's one thing. Daniel Jones is another.
He sure looked it yesterday, though.
He looked like Kyler Murray yesterday.
Now, that one thing about him, he has had some long runs, man, early in his career.
Against Washington.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones looks at playing Washington like Landfill looks at a Five Guys menu. Like I
get excited.
The intention is to devour. That's how Daniel Jones approaches playing. Daniel Jones is the only person in America that likes FedEx Field. That's the list. It's Daniel Jones and rainwater repair companies. Those are the people that like FedEx Field. Phone lines are packed.
Rainwater.
Phone lines are packed.
You think any sewer flies over there?
Phone lines are. I'm going to get through this. Damn it! Phone lines are packed for a Victory Friday presented by Chiniga Mayos. Visit MayosCareers.com to view open positions and apply today. Hitting the phones hard when we return on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How worried are you about the defense? How excited are you about Heinicke? I got to be honest. Where's the hive? Where's the Heinicke hive? Everybody's calling in worried about the defense. Am I the only one that's more excited about maybe
when people are
having
excited,
a quarterback?
What did I tell you about radio one time? I tell you about ratings. People that listen to you every day are the ones that really don't like you. Or they're still trying to figure it out. Those that like you, they already know what you say. They agree with you. They don't have to listen every day. So the people that's calling in are the people they're going to call about the things that they don't like and they're negative and that they're upset about. If they already like something, they're okay with it.
But you're more worried about the defense than you are excited about Heinicke.
I'm more worried about the defense because
Lampel's terrified of the defense.
I think if the defense doesn't play well, Heineke's not going to average 50 points a game.
I agree. Cody, have you weighed in yet?
I'm actually very excited for Heinicke because I've been saying from the very start, Ryan Fitzpatrick, we knew his limitations. I think we're still learning about Heinicke, and I think he opens up
and
the offense.
And there will be limitations, too.
Let's be honest. No, but, you're right.
Yeah. All right. So me and Cody, what do you know? It's me and Cody versus B-Mitch and Lampfield. Let's go to the phone lines.
Y'all going to lose.
Mike is in Ashburn. Mike, what's up, man? You're on the Gambit DC listener line.
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. I'm not encouraged by that win last night, to be honest. Vic Fangio and the Denver Broncos, they make them look like one of the worst offenses in the league last week. We, with what most people would agree is better talent on defense, make Daniel Jones look like Lamar Jackson. I don't understand it. I think Jack needs to recognize a little bit earlier when they're not getting pressure with just the front four. They scored four consecutive possessions in the second half. He finally brought Kendall Fuller down off the edge, got an easy sack. I was impressed with what Taylor did. I thought he bounced back from that interception very well. That third of Ricky Seals-Jones was elite. That was an elite throw. But there's a lot of work to do. I had a $3,000 same game parlay riding on that kick at the end. So I had about four heart attacks and a stroke. But I don't think we deserve the win, but I'll take it. But we got a lot of work to do. There's a lot of
how much was the same game parlay?
Did you win the same game parlay?
I did. I took Terry over
69 and a half. And we didn't get no drinks and nothing sent to us today.
Yeah. Let's hear this parlay and the dollar figure one more time. I could use some golf balls.
Terry over 69 and a half. Terry to score a touchdown at any time. Alternate total over 34 and a half. And Washington to win by 1 to 13 points. Plus 1067. I put $300 on it.
Holy moly.
So
you won $3,000 last night?
At the end. Yeah, a little over $3,100.
That's a good takedown right there, buddy. Congrats.
Appreciate it. But I needed a penalty on a missed field goal to get to it. So
clearly, yeah. I mean, listen, that's not the way anybody
see your
drew
heart
it up.
Rate when he missed the first one, though.
Oh, my God. You're lucky you didn't
I guess your heart rate was probably 220. You're probably flatlining.
Nah, I had about four heart attacks and a stroke, like I said.
Congrats, Mike. Well done, right, on the well done on the prize pot there, dude. Damn, that's a lot of money. Let's go to our guy Jupe is on the line. Jupe in Gaithersburg. What's up, man?
Hey, might have to throw my man a surprise party. You got that bet one shoe.
That's a big one.
Nah, yeah, I know, right? Hey, you already know what time it is. Got to do the victory ritual, hit the Ric Flair.
Woo!
Exactly. So, look, I ain't going to lie. I'm with him, man. I was about to schedule myself for a triple bypass heart surgery this morning because I was over there looking like Fred Sanford talking about, I'm coming, Elizabeth. I'm coming. But, look, man, if this game's going to be like this year, I ain't going to be able to watch. It's not good for my health. I'm just calling and say, hey, guys, what happened?
We'll let you know. Thank you, Drew.
All right. But, on the offense, I'm excited for Heinicke and concern for the defense. Heinicke, great job, great game overall. Want him to work on his accuracy. And if he does it for the next couple of games, he got Jupe seal of approval. He do that for the whole year, then give him a starting job next year. He just got to stay healthy because a couple plays he got up, he looked like he was hurt.
He did defense, a couple times.
We had a Jamin Davis sighting last night. I got a little bit of Ty Yao. But, man, these next five games, it's going to be brutal if they don't get their act together. And you got to think about it. Justin Herbert, he ain't run that much, but he did carve us up. Daniel Jones, he ran all over us. And then we got Josh Allen and Pat Holmes, two QBs that can pick us apart in the passing game and run on us. They don't get their act together, it's going to be very bad. And so I'm just they got to fix the middle of that field. I'm surprised there ain't no bare spots as much wide receivers cut passes in the middle of that field.
And as many wide receivers as were falling over last night. Thank you for the call, Jupe. Turf Monster was out and about last night. We'll squeeze one more call in here. My guy, Dickie. Are you in the Heinicke Hive, Dickie?
Man, you guys missed the post-game party at the MGM last night.
We'll be there at the next one. We went there early and had lunch.
The tables were hot. But, hey, I just wanted to say I haven't seen a stadium like that in I don't know how long. The defense, I think, you know, they look awful, but I'd rather the defense look awful compared to the offense. I think the defense can improve. They got the talent and they got the coaching there, unlike the offense. I was good, you know. We hung up 30 points. It's something to be proud of.
Thanks for the call, Dickie. Glad you won some money at MGM. How about this? All our listeners are just winning cash. Dude won a four-way parlay for $3,000. Dickie said the post-game party was lit at National Harbor. B. Mitch and I got the tables warmed up for everybody when we were over there. We're gonna keep the phone lines going. After all, it is B. Mitch and Finley on a Victory Friday presented by Shaniga Mayos. Visit Mayos, M-I-O-S, careers.com to view open positions and apply today. Next, phone lines. Keep them going. They're hot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.